Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Well, with just 15 days left in the presidential campaign, the story from the weekend is still the story on the presidential campaign trail, and that's the endorsement of Barack Obama by longtime Republican Colin Powell, who served President Reagan as National Security Advisor, has served President Bush the First as Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and of course served as Secretary of State during the first term of the current President Bush. But on Sunday's edition of Meet the Press, Secretary Powell said that he believes Barack Obama is the right choice in 2008.
He has met the standard of being a successful president, being an exceptional president. I think he is a transformational figure. He is a new generation coming into the world, onto the world stage, onto the American stage. And for that reason, I'll be voting for Senator Barack Obama.
One of the things Powell says made up his mind for him is the issue of the economy and the crisis that we face in the financial sector right now. Powell says while he likes John McCain and they've been friends for a long time, he doesn't think McCain's the right choice to lead the nation during these tough economic times.
I found that he was a little unsure as to how to deal with the economic problems that we were having. And almost every day there was a different approach to the problem, and that concerned me.
Secretary Powell also talking about the need for a generational change that Barack Obama would bring to the White House.
I think we need a transformational figure. I think we need a president who is a generational change. And that's why I'm supporting Barack Obama, not out of any lack of respect or admiration for Senator John McCain.
Secretary Powell also says that race had absolutely nothing to do with his endorsement of Senator Obama. Meanwhile, for his part, Senator Obama obviously thrilled to have the endorsement of the former Secretary of State.
He will have a role as one of my advisors. He's already served in that function even before he endorsed me. Whether he wants to take a formal role, whether there's something that's a good fit for him, I think is something that he and I would have to discuss.
Senator John McCain obviously disappointed that Secretary Powell went with the Obama campaign, but he says it's not really a surprise since it had been foreshadowed for months.
Well, I've always admired and respected General Powell. We're longtime friends. This doesn't come as a surprise, but I'm also very pleased to have the endorsement of four former secretaries of state.
And McCain elaborated on those endorsements that he does have from high-ranking military officials.
Secretaries Kissinger, Baker, Eagleburger, and Haig, and I'm proud to have the endorsement of well over 200 retired Army generals and admirals.
On the campaign stump Monday, Senator McCain back on the issue of the economy, saying that it was clear over the past 2 weeks that Barack Obama's main goal economically is to redistribute income and wealth, and those who are making the most because they're working the hardest are going to be punished as a result. McCain once again invoking the name of Joe the Plumber, whose question in Toledo a couple of weeks ago set off this whole controversy because Obama answered his question by talking about the need to spread around the wealth. On the stump today, Senator McCain said it's clear that the Obama campaign can't argue the facts of this story since the candidate himself said those words. He says instead of that, they're going after Joe himself.
Joe certainly didn't ask to be famous. He certainly didn't ask for the political attacks on him from the Obama campaign.
Governor Sarah Palin also on the stump on this issue on Monday, speaking in Colorado and saying that Barack Obama and Joe Biden are just wrong when it comes to their tax policy.
Barack Obama calls it spreading the wealth. Joe Biden calls higher taxes patriotic. But Joe the Plumber and Ed the Dairyman, I believe that they think that it sounds more like socialism.
For his part, on Monday, Senator Obama, still basking in the glow of that Colin Powell endorsement, was in Tampa, Florida, once again talking about his message of change and urging people to take advantage of early voting in the Sunshine State. Obama telling a crowd there the middle class needs an immediate rescue plan to jumpstart job creation and to help homeowners stay in their homes. Obama has called for a 3-month moratorium on foreclosures. He also says banks and lenders that are receiving funds from the rescue plan should not be able to foreclose on homes whose residents are making a good faith effort to pay their mortgage bills. Turning to the world stage, finally, an agreement allowing U.S. troops to stay in Iraq for 3 more years is not expected before the presidential election. Iraq's foreign minister, Hashir Zebari, says he hopes the pact will be enacted before the end of this year. That's when a resolution by the U.N. Security Council authorizing American presence in Iraq expires. The final text of the pact was reached last week between U.S. and Iraqi officials. It calls for American forces to end street operations in Iraq by next year and leave the country altogether by the end of 2011. that unless continued presence is requested. Approval by Congress members is not required, but White House officials are hoping there will be wide support. Opposition by some Iraqi political blocs regarding protection of U.S. troops from prosecution for serious off-duty crimes is holding up quick approval. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, retired Air Force General Tom McInerney will be with us to explain the bureaucracy that is holding up a major tanker program for the U.S. military. We'll also be joined by former CIA official Robert Baer to hear why he thinks we can deal with Iran. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, would another economic stimulus package be a good idea? We'll talk about that with Scott Hodge, president of the Tax Foundation. Stay with us.